Hi everyone, how's it going? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. So this week I wrote a tip on the blog about using the words ours and theirs. This is the second time, actually, that I've written on this topic. So if you haven't read these articles yet, I suggest you do so. Here's tip number one, and then tip number two. Okay, now that you're all caught up, I think you're ready for this podcast. Like I said on this week's article, I think the words mine, yours, his, hers, ours, and theirs aren't nearly as well known by Brazilians as they could be. This set of words is usually presented once in class, and then students do a few exercises, you know, fill in the blanks, and these words then start showing in dialogues that students will only hear a couple of times in general. So, of course, there usually isn't enough exposure to ours or theirs or hers, and quite frankly, it's pretty rare that I hear people in Brazil on any English level use these words. So, for today's podcast, I thought I'd use them again in several examples and maybe inspire you guys to notice how often words like mine, yours, theirs, hers, and ours are used in everyday conversation. So, let's start with a pretty simple example. Imagine you're playing a silly little game with a 6 or 7 year old kid. You say, "My shirt is white. What color is yours?" And the kid replies, "Mine is yellow." Mine is yellow. That means my shirt is yellow. Instead of saying my shirt is yellow, the kid says mine is yellow, since you both know you're talking about the kid's shirt. This kid could also say, "This yellow shirt is mine." And he or she could look at you and say, "You are a friend of mine." So, the examples I just gave using the word mine are very common ways in which not only mine, but also yours, his, hers, ours, and theirs are used. So, let's say you just checked into a hotel room with your family and the cleaning lady has just finished tidying it up for the new guests, that is, you and your family. So, just as you and your family are sort of stepping into the room and checking out your surroundings, you start to notice a few objects laying around, and they're definitely not yours. These are not your objects. They're definitely not yours. So you say to the cleaning lady, "Excuse me, this MP3 player isn't ours." And she replies that there was a family staying in this room, and they left just a couple of hours ago. So you say, "I see, so the player is probably theirs." And then your son finds a stack of books under the bed and he says, "Look, a stack of books. These aren't ours. They must be theirs." So what is your son saying? "These books aren't ours. They don't belong to us. These are not our books. These aren't ours. They must belong to the people who stayed in this room before us. These books must be theirs, because they aren't ours." So the MP3 player? Not ours. It's probably theirs. The books? Not ours. They must be theirs. Here's a different situation. You're discussing your next vacation with a friend of yours. Yeah, one of your friends. Jennifer, a friend of yours. So let's say that both you and your friend are millionaires and each of you owns a castle. Yours is in Santa Catarina, let's say, and hers is in Bahia. So your castle is in Santa Catarina and Jennifer's castle is in Bahia. And of course, your castle actually belongs to you and your family, and hers actually belongs to her and her family. So you say, "I don't know if we're going to spend time at our castle this year. We had a grasshopper infestation there last month, and it's still not under control." And Jennifer says, "Oh, what a shame. Our castle is completely protected from that kind of infestation. We've hired a company called Grasshopper Protection." And you, in turn, say, "Ours isn't, unfortunately. We really need that protection, though. We have a large veggie garden. Our food is all locally produced. And Jennifer says, wow, that's wonderful. Ours isn't. Ours comes mostly from supermarkets. So let's say you're talking to your other friend, Mary, about the conversation you had earlier with Jennifer. You say, Mary, my family and I own a castle in Santa Catarina. Jennifer and her family own a castle in Bahia. Ours is not protected against infestations. Theirs is. So let me say that again. Ours isn't protected against infestations. Theirs is. And how do you spell theirs? T-H-E-I-R-S. Theirs. What else can you tell Mary about the castles? You say, there's a veggie garden behind the castle where all our food comes from. So, with regards to food, ours is produced locally. Theirs comes from supermarkets. Again, ours is produced locally. Theirs comes from supermarkets. What does ours mean in the sentence I just said? It means our food. And what does theirs mean in that sentence? It means their food. Okay, so regarding the castles, ours isn't protected. Theirs is. Regarding the food, ours is local. Theirs isn't. Okay, so please let me know in the comments how much you know about these words. Got any examples, questions? Let us know and talk to you next time.